to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. And we're going to read a little bit of Paul's prayer for the saints there in Ephesus. And one of the things that I'm going to read seems ridiculous. He said that I'm praying that you will know the things that surpass knowledge. So I'm going to pray that you know things that can't be known. How do you possibly know something that can't be known? Well, watch, you'll find out. In verse 17, I'm going to pick up about partially through that verse. He says, I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. I intentionally misread that verse because we can get tripped up on that. You know, I'm confident if you're a part of this fellowship that you have experienced some form of love. You know, I hope that you were born and experienced the love that is familial, the love that exists between, you'll see it most often between a mother and a child. But I think it's also between a father and a child. Just there's this natural connection that God gives us to our children that allows them to have this foundation of love in their lives and this security that is intended by God to be forged in those early years. You know, I am not surprised my daughter and, or actually my daughters are great mothers. That doesn't surprise me at all. I'm surprised my son is a great father. You know, I saw him as an uncle. I saw him as a big brother. I've seen him as, but none of those things would have led me to believe he'd be a loving father. But it's amazing what happens when you have a child and you're a father. And so there's that love. And then there's brotherly love. It's another type of love that really comes through shared experiences, a camaraderie that you often see even in sports teams. There's this deep affection that you have for one another just by sharing in this battle together. We have that type of brotherly love in the fellowship. We're in a battle together against Satan and for God. And the more we're in that battle, the more we experience that love. I told this story one time to kind of freak some people out. Don't let it freak you out, but I remember the height of that phileo love. We were studying the Bible. Me and this other buddy of mine were studying the Bible with this guy. We just couldn't break through. We were praying on the way to the study. God, please help this guy to see this. And this guy was just such a successful dude. He just didn't see his need for God. And we're crying out to God. And we had a breakthrough this one night. And this guy just broke down and wept, and he's like, I see it. I have been seeing it. I've just been fighting it. And we walk out of the study, me and this brother. Actually, John Roberts knows him. Steve Outlaw. Where's John? But Steve Outlaw, you know him. Not my type. I'll just say that. But I walked out and I gave him a kiss. I just felt such brotherly love and connection for this shared experience. I gave him a big old kiss on the cheek. Again, don't freak out. But that to me is about as far as that phileo love goes. I love hugging some of the people that walked into church today. Amen. I just love expressing that brotherly affection because we're sharing in a battle together. I'm sorry, those of you I got aggressive with, but I'm like, bag the protocol. Some people need some good old hugs. John Roberts and I were praying about today. We need to somehow break through this barrier and start really given to one another the way that we need to be given to. That's phileo love, which is awesome. But then there's a love that not a lot of people get to experience, but some do, and that's that eros love, that sensual or romantic love between a man and a woman. Something that goes well beyond that natural love that of a mother and child. It goes well beyond the phileo love between two brothers or even a brother and a sister. But just goes on a whole other level. That's good love. But the interesting thing about each of those three forms of love, they all can fail. They can all hurt you. They can disappoint you. They can really make you cynical about being loved again by a mother figure or a brother figure or a boyfriend or girlfriend figure. And those types of love really pale in comparison with the kind of love being talked about in this scripture, which is agape love. The love of God, the love that's constant, the love that's reliable, the love we need, that we can always count on, the love that's not conditional upon what kind of week you had, the kind of love that only comes from God. We do our best to imitate it. We fail at that, but don't you love when you get and understand that kind of love? And that's what Paul's saying. He said, I want you to understand that love. Because when all these others fail you, and they all will fail you one time or another, you then have this godly love that is so wide and long and high and deep. I pray that you can even just begin to grasp that love, that it goes so far beyond knowledge. Well, think about the length of God's love. I mean, we're going through the Old Testament, our Bible in a year group, and boy, we see that love of God from day one. Back in the Adam and Eve story, you see it, you sense it. But then when you see man fall and sin against God and deliberately disobey him, it just keeps going. God's love just keeps going. It's long. And that love is still here. That same love is still here today. There's a length and a durability to that love that is awesome. It never stops. But then there's a width to the love, a breadth to the love. You know, we're not as diverse as I'd like us to be, but we're pretty diverse. And I think about all the different types of people that God loves. I don't know if you read The Shack, but I love the line where the God figure, I forget the guy's name that was with her, but when he came to her and said, you know, well, what about this guy? And she says, well, I'm rather fond of him. And I remember being so struck by that line, like, yeah, God does love. His love is broad. It's wide. So it's not only long in duration, it encompasses everybody. I think about some of the things I've done in my life, and for God's love to include me, I think some of the things you've confessed to me that you've done, for God's love to include you, that's just still one-dimensional. Length and width. Then you add depth. And you become three-dimensional. And you think at times like this, when you think about the cross, you think of the depth of God's love. He sent his son. That's how deep his love is. He sent his son to die for us. And then I think of the height of his love. You know, God's love doesn't want to just get us out of the gutter. It wants to take us to heights. It wants to carry us up with him. It wants to, I love the line in 1 John where it says, how great is the love God lavished on us that we're called sons of God, children of God. Like, he lifted us up to the highest place, not just made us wallow with the sinners. I want you to think about that love. I want you to meditate on that love, because that's a fourth dimension. We only are capable of sort of an experience of seeing three dimensions. We tend to live our Christianity only in two, but God says enjoy all four. Take some time to meditate before you take the bread and the wine that's sitting. If you don't have one, just ask. Raise your hand if you don't have one. We'll get one to you. But take some time before you think about that and think about the length, the breadth, the depth, and the height of God's love. Let's pray. God, we have never experienced anything like your love. And certainly it is something we want to imitate. We want to show that love to others. We want to give that love to others. And yet because we are men and women of the flesh, we're limited. But God, with the Spirit, we have possibilities to love like this that are really unfathomable. And I pray that we'll tap into the Spirit, because the Spirit, part of the Spirit gift we have is the gift of love. But God, help us to just absorb and embrace the love that you have for us. I pray, Father, that we realize every person sitting here and every person listening at home will realize that no matter where they sit, they are not too far from your love. I pray they'll reach out to you, God, and realize you are right there all the time, waiting eagerly like the son of the like the father of the prodigal son, waiting eagerly to welcome us back. I pray, God, that if any of us have drifted, we'll realize we're never outside of your love. We love you, God. We want to love you that same way. And we pray in Christ's name. Amen.